Shana bala ba, giri bala ta. Yashanandana vijjanarandana Chamana hira bachari Thank you.
ایام بیش پتوان و من سپر به جک شهر سوش ساده شیش مات بکتی برام سسان پا فرم هرده کی زن All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Haribo. Mokam karati vachalam angam langa te kirim yaki pantamam mande si gurun tiritavinam Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shurakaya Chakshurmini Samyena Sasamai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there will be four parts to this lecture today. First, we will speak about the bhajan of Jeev Jago. Then we will have another bhajan, Parama Karuna, on the PowerPoint. And then the third part will be the Shikshastaka verse 1 on the PowerPoint. And the last part will be a video of part of the Mayapur installation 2004, the original installation of Panchatattva. So, this year, if you missed the installation, then we will see it here in Mira Road. You won't miss anything today. We will have installation today of Panchatattva in Mayapur. Okay, so Lord Chaitanya, he's the most merciful incarnation. It is said, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya is no different from Radha and Krishna. So he has given us the holy name Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When we chant Hare Krishna, we're calling for our mother Radharani to give us to Krishna. So he is non-different from Radha and Krishna. Nectar of Devotion, it describes what is the meaning of magnanimous. Persons who can give themselves to anyone are called magnanimous. Nobody is more magnanimous than Krishna because he is prepared to give himself to his devotees. But Lord Chaitanya is more magnanimous than Krishna. Because he wants to give himself even to the non-devotees. So, Lord Chaitanya, early in the morning, he goes out on Harinam. And he's calling everyone, wake up, wake up. So, today we will discuss a little bit the bhajan, Jeev Jago.
Jeev Jago.
So I will sing it, and those who know can also repeat after me. One verse at a time. Ji jaga, ji jaga, gora chanda bale.
Ji jaga. Nidra jamaya pisakira kale
Lord Karanga is calling, wake up sleeping souls, wake up. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? When someone is sleeping, he will not see you. Only way to wake up somebody sleeping is through the ear. So Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is to wake up all the sleeping souls in this world. In the Vedas, it is said, Upishtata, Jagrata, Papya Varam, Nipotata. Oh human being, get up, wake up, now it's time. You have this human body, now it's time to wake up. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we're waking up everyone in this world to their spiritual life. We are all sleeping, but this Maha Mantra will wake us up. Mantra is very, very powerful. Just like if somebody is bitten by a snake, mantra can cure the snake bite. So, the mantra of Hare Krishna can wake up everyone, can cure everyone who is bitten by the snake of Maya. So if we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, whole world will wake up and become devotees of Krishna. So I'm going to sing a part of another song, that is Udila Aruna, but not the whole song, just part of it. So when Lord Chaitanya goes on Harinam, then he says something to the people who are sleeping. So we will see what he says. So if I don't know if you can pick it up, but I will just sing it. Niche ni ga ba she ke la re ga ti diva sha sha ri ra sha che Niche ni ga ba she ke la re ga ti diva sha sha ri ra sha che Amanagulaba manavasteha Hayakikoro bhavanakeha Amanagulaba manavadeha Hayakikoro bhavanakeha 에베나바칠레 샤샤라슈타 샤르메 보리베라제 에베나바칠레 샤샤라슈타 샤르메 보리베라제.
Lord Chaitanya would announce to the still sleeping people, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. You have received this rare human body, but you do not care for this gift. Not worshipping Krishna, you are falling through your last days until death. So now I will sing the second verse of Jeev Jago.
Bajiva baniya ese samsara vitare Bajiva baniya ese samsara vitare Kuliya rahi le suni avidya rava
When you came into this world, you promised to worship Krishna. But now, forgetting your promise, you have become lost in this world of darkness. So here I would like to read from this little book, just one small sentence. O Krishna, to come to this material world, I close the door on my relationship with you. Not knowing the nature of this place, I was so foolish, I threw away the key. I have locked myself out of the kingdom of God. O Krishna, when will I see you again? So the child in the womb, if he's fortunate, he will remember his last 100 births. And he says, now this birth, surely I will worship you. But then he comes out and he forgets everything. Mother and father are so compassionate, so loving. He forgets Krishna. As I was describing yesterday in the girls' class, the first goal of life is anamaya, food.
He thinks.
So he sees everything, the whole world is something to eat. A small baby, you give him something, he'll put first thing in his mouth. Then he has to see, oh, is this something good to eat? So in this way, one after the other, anamaya, pranamaya, then we think, oh, we must go to school, learn things. And we forget Krishna. So, we will go to the next verse. Even though we forget Krishna, Krishna does not forget us.
Tomare loi se ami hoina avatara. Tomare loi se ami hoina avatara. Ami bina bandhua ke akshetama. Ami bina bandhua ke akshetama.
I have descended just to save you, Lord Chaitanya says. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. Why do we say Lord Chaitanya is our only friend? Because he wants to take us back to Krishna. I gave the example yesterday. Sometimes in our Vrindavan temple, a small child will get lost from his mother and father. So first he starts looking everywhere, where is my father and mother? Then he starts crying. So some kind devotee takes the child and says, is this your mother? No! Yeah. And he goes one by one to many different people. Is this your mother and father? And child is. Here, you take some sweet. So child will not be happy until you take the child to the mother and father. So we are all like that child lost in this world. Somebody is giving us cell phone. No! Somebody is giving us nice food to eat. No! Only when we come to our real mother and father, we can be happy. So Krishna is so kind. He's not only here, he's also in our heart. Wherever we go, he goes with us. Any of your friends are like that? And he understands our dearmost heart, our innermost heart, he understands. Your husband, your wife, they know all these things? Prabhupada said, just like, I don't know if in Bombay, somebody has a dog and they take the dog out to walk in the morning. In the evening. So they hold him on the chain, and he says, okay, you go. You do what you want, but I have the chain here. So he's giving facility to the dog. You can go pass over here, pass over there, run a little bit, but I will keep the chain. So Krishna in our heart, he's giving us this world, okay, go enjoy, but he's still holding, he's with us. He's not leaving us. He's so kind. And he's waiting for us to finish our nonsense and go back home with him. Yeah, sometimes we run a little bit, sometimes we go to bathroom, different things we do here. But he's just waiting for us to turn to him and go back home with him. And he's giving us our food, he's giving us air, he's giving us this body, he's giving us whatever we need. So Lord Chaitanya is that friend who is always with us. In another song he says, Radha Krishna Bolo Shange Cholo E Matro Biko Chai. It is my only, all I want from you is chant Hare Krishna with me. Very simple thing. All we have to do to follow Lord Chaitanya is chant Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I would read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Panchatattva. So then you can do the translation after. I'll sing the Bengali and then I'll say the English and we'll do translation. She pancha tatta mili prithvi ashiya purva prema bandire mudra ghadiya panchi mili lutte prema kore ashvadan jata jata piye trishna badhe anukhan. The characteristics of Krishna are a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that treasure house came with Krishna, treasure house of love came with him when he was president, it was locked. But when Lord Chaitanya came with the Panchatattva, they broke open the storehouse and they stole everything from it. And they tasted this love of Krishna. And the more they tasted, the more their thirst grew. When Krishna came, he said, you must surrender to me. Sarvadharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. And if you surrender, I will protect you. Aham tam sava papebhyo moksha ashami ma shiksha. But Lord Chaitanya made no condition. He simply gave Krishna prema. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, Puna puna piyaya hoy maha mato nache khande hashe gai jai che mara mata. Panchatattva danced again and again and made it easier to drink nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen. In this way, they distributed love of Godhead. In their distribution, they did not discriminate who to give to. Wherever they got opportunity, they simply gave love of God. And although they took everything out from the storehouse of love and distributed everything, there was no scarcity. Because this wonderful storehouse is so complete, as the love is distributed, it increases. Hundreds of times. So the flood of love of God swelled in all directions. Young men, old men, women, children were all immersed in that inundation. You said Kuta, huh? Dogs? No. No. I don't know. I heard my... Okay, no. Oh, Duba. Okay, okay. But actually, I heard Prabhupada said, when he was discussing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he said, even the child can take part in the chanting, and even the dog can take part in it. Yes. Translation? I saw one dog. Yeah. I saw one dog in Russia who became a devotee when we visited one place. We had a program in one big park. And in this park were many dogs. Now, all of the dogs were doing what dogs do, normally. But one dog followed us when we were going on Harinam. And at Mangal Arati, he would come, there were 400 pairs of shoes, he would offer obeisances like dogs, like on the shoes. He came from Mangal Arati. Other dogs were busy fighting. So even this dog is better than some human beings, actually. He understood the value of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the Krishna conscious movement will flood the entire world and drown everyone. Whether one is a gentleman, a rogue, or even lame, invalid, or blind. When the five members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead, and the seed of material enjoyment in living entities completely destroyed, they all became exceedingly happy. Now this verse is very interesting. It says the entire world was drowned. But Lord Chaitanya, he only spread throughout India, not the world. So on a morning walk, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that it seems that Lord Chaitanya, he taught love of God in India, and you have taken it and spread it all over the world. He left it for you to do. Prabhupada said, yes, he left it for me and for you. So that means what is happening now is part of this Panchatattva spreading all over the world, the holy name.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take part in this movement, you take part in Chaitanya's Leela, Panchatattva's Leela, of spreading love of God all over the world. So the fourth verse of Jiva Jaga. Ene chiyo shati maya nashi paralati. Ene chiyo shati maya nashi paralati. Hari nama maha mantra lakshmi magi. Hari nama maha mantra lakshmi magi. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out your disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this maha mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there is a verse that describes chanting Hare Krishna. Nivittatasha upagiyamana pavoshata chattamana pirama kautama shoka kunal varat puman vivajetta vina pashukana. So it is described here that glorification of the Lord is performed in the parampara system. For the liberated soul, it is very wonderful, it's relishable. They relish the holy name. For the conditioned soul who have the disease of material enjoyment, it is medicine. So, when you first chant Hare Krishna, it may taste like medicine, very bitter. But if you go on chanting, it will become very sweet. So, Srila Prabhupada has said, when we chant the holy name, we should cry to Krishna, please accept me. Now, if we chant very, very nicely and attentively, Krishna will come and Krishna will say, please accept me. Srila Prabhupada has said, when we wake up in the morning, we think, today I have so many problems to solve. Srila Prabhupada said, we have only one problem. And that problem is how to accept Krishna. Krishna is coming to us the whole day in so many different ways. So we have to accept Krishna. That's all. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mame kam sharanam. Raja. Only, please accept me. Only accept me. So now we'll go to the last verse of the Jiva Jago. Pakati vinara prabhu Charana Paliya Bhakti Vinoda Sabu Charana Paliya Shehari Nama Mantra Lailavadiya Shehari Nama Mantra Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet having taken this Maha Mantra. So this translation was in the current songbook. I fall at the feet of the Lord's feet, having taken this mantra. In this present, our songbook, this translation, but in the old songbook, there was a different translation. And in that songbook, Achyutananda Maharaj, or Prabhu, he was translating that Bhakti Vinod Thakur falls at everyone's feet and begs, please take this Maha Mantra. So how can we get a taste for chanting Hare Krishna? In Shikshastika, Lord Chaitanya explains, Chanarapi shunichena, tararapi sahishina, amanina manadena, kirtanaya sadahari. That you, if you want to get taste, you have to become humble. We should become humble when we see how sometimes it is difficult for us to chant Hare Krishna. We have beautiful deities, we have Maha Mantra, we have devotees, but somehow we don't have attraction sometimes. So therefore we should become humble. When we say Nama, we offer obeisances, Nama Om Vishnupadaya. So this word Nama means Na, not Ma, me, not me.
You.
I offer obeisances to you. So if you bow down, Nityananda Prabhu will give mercy to you. In Adi Lila of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is a verse. Preme matta Nityananda kripa avatar utam atam kichu nakore vichar. Because Lord Nityananda is always intoxicated by ecstatic love, and he doesn't discriminate good and bad, he delivers all who fall down before him. So all we have to do is fall down before Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, and they will be merciful to us. There is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda Jayate Paina Shri Radha Govinda. All glories to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. By whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda.
So,
okay, so now we will hear about both Gaur Nithai in this PowerPoint. Paramakarana Bhajan. Yes. So, okay, you can go. So, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya to spread love of God, and Lord Chaitanya gave us Vrindavan Dham. here is Vrindavan Dham. So this is Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Kore Tishe Namaha. O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna himself appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Okay. The two lords, Nitai Gaurchandra, are very merciful. Can you get the sound or no? Is it possible? And you have to, if it's too difficult, we'll just bypass it. If it's too difficult, then, okay, I think it's too difficult. So that's all right, leave it. Just leave the sound. It's, no, you have to press the button on the, you know, on the slide. Move the slide up higher. Move the projector should be moved up. It's too low. It should be, yeah, there you go. See that button? See the button on the left? No. Yeah, that one. Double click, and we'll see if something comes. It's very low. Okay. All right, no, sound is not coming. Okay, so leave it. It's not coming. Just leave it then. Just leave it. So now you have to click on the slide somewhere, on the slide, yeah. To continue, you have to click on the slide. Single click on the slide, okay. The two lords, Nitai Gaur Chandra, are very merciful. Haramakarana Pohudvijana Nitai Gaur Chandra. English translation? I mean Hindi? Okay, next. They are the essence of all incarnations. Savi avatar shara shiromani. Next. Okay, keep this picture. This is the Sadabuj form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has two hands. Lord Chaitanya has holding the water pot and the sannyasi danda. They're the lowest hands. Two hands are Lord Krishna playing the flute. And two hands are Lord Ramachandra holding bow and arrow. So this is actually a form of Lord Chaitanya. So I will sing one verse from Bhagavatam which explains this form. This verse in Bhagavatam can be applied to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna or Lord Ram equally. But I will just explain according to Lord Chaitanya. I'll sing. Chakta sudusta jasurep sitaraja lakshmim Tharmishta ayavachasa yaragad aranyam Mayamikam daitayet sita anvatavad Vande Mahapurushate Chavanarindam. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence.
Mahapurusha,
which is most difficult to renounce. And is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you left for the forest in obedience to a brahmana's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the conditioned souls. Who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion. And at the same time, you engaged in searching out your most desired object, Lord Shyamsundar. So Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, they were Kshatriyas, Lord Krishna in Dwaraka, and sometimes they showed their mercy by killing the demons. But Lord Chaitanya, he gave love of God even to the demons. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ram, and Lord Krishna took everyone back to Godhead with them. So this verse says that Lord Chaitanya, he gave up Lakshmi Devi. All the demigods are searching for her association. But because of his compassion for us, he left his beautiful wife, Lakshmi Devi. And it is also said that he took sannyas because of being cursed by a Brahmin, Aryavachasa. Because one time, Lord Chaitanya was having kirtan, but the door was locked and the brahmana could not come in. So next day, this brahmana got very angry, he broke his thread and he cursed Lord Chaitanya. You shall never have any material happiness. So Lord Chaitanya, when he heard the curse, he was very happy. Because his mission is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. You give up the illusion of happiness in this world and you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. So soon after this curse, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. So here it is said, Aryavachasa Yadagab Aranyam. He went to the forest because of the curse of the
Brahmana.
It has another meaning. When he went to Vrindavan, he went through many forests also. So because Lord Chaitanya respected the Brahmanas, he accepted the curse. So the word Maya Mrigam means everything we have in this world that we think belongs to us. And all these things keep us very much in this world. So we are always looking for the latest up-to-date, what is that, cell phone, iPhone 5S? Yeah. And We want the latest material things. So we are running, and I think in Bombay you are going by train, maybe 50, 60 kilometers every day running for... And Lord Chaitanya is running after us. He wants to catch us and make us chant Hare Krishna. And sometimes even he was embracing the conditioned souls. He was pretending he's in ecstasy or friendship. But actually he was catching them and taking them out of the material world. So Dayitaya, very merciful. He is chasing us. We are called Maya Mrigam. Okay, next. Yes. So this is showing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his form, as Vishnu, and then Krishna, and then Lord Chaitanya. He showed three different forms to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Next. So now, keep this one. This is Ramananda Roy. He was a minister in the government in, I think, in Puri, in Orissa. So Lord Chaitanya showed this form to Ramananda Roy. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Ramananda Roy said to Lord Chaitanya, "At first I saw you appear like a sannyasi. But now I'm seeing you as Shamasundar, a cowherd boy. And now I see you have assumed the ecstasy and bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. You are tasting your own rasa. So you have appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have descended as Lord Chaitanya for your own personal reasons. You have come to taste your own spiritual bliss. At the same time, you're transforming the whole world by spreading the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Okay, next. They introduce the process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Okay, next. My dear brother, I request you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai. Next. With firm conviction and faith, Sudrita Vishashakori. Next. One has to give up his engagement in sense gratification, Vishai Charya. Next. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive. Sera se majiya mukke bolo Hare Hare. Next. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next. My dear brother, see this, that within the three worlds there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda.
Hey, bhai, suno. Is he not jagat mein? Koi nahi hai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprasad ho jaise.
Here we see in Jagannath Mandir, one lady is so excited, she climbed on Lord Chaitanya's shoulders to see Lord Jagannath. And they were trying to take her down. Lord Chaitanya said, no, it's okay. She's very enthusiastic. Okay, next. Even birds and beasts cry. One day, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, a tiger was lying on the path. And Lord Chaitanya kicked the tiger with his feet. He said, Chan Hare Krishna. And the tiger got up and he started to chant, Krishna, Krishna. One time he was bathing in a river, Lord Chaitanya. And some elephants, maddened elephants, came to drink water. Lord Chaitanya was chanting his Gayatri mantra. And the crazy, mad elephants came in the water. So he took some water and he splashed the elephant, said, Chant Krishna! Yes, so Lord Chaitanya, he did not make distinction friend, enemy, animal, human being. He was not envious of anyone. So when you, Prabhupada said, when you become advanced, you will become fearless. But he did not encourage us to preach to the tigers. But there are some people who are like tigers. I saw recently a video of our Russian devotees in the, there was a war in Chechnya, in Russia. On the video you could see all the houses were completely bombed and you could hear the sounds of the bombs coming. But devotees were there in the middle with their big pots of prasadam. And soldiers were coming from both sides and people were coming. But they didn't come the same time, the two soldiers. No, some would come sometime and other soldiers would come another time. So devotees were there, they were not envious, they were feeding everyone. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was in the forest, when he saw the elephants dancing and the tigers dancing, he said, oh, this must be Vrindavan. The elephants were dancing, some of them were falling on the ground in ecstasy. And when Lord Chaitanya was going in the forest, all of the deer started to follow him. Next. So here you see the deer, the tigers, the elephants are in the lake chanting and dancing. So when Lord Chaitanya saw the deer, he quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Blessed are these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, Krishna. Indeed, both the female deer and the male deer are worshipping the Lord with looks of devotion. So now the tigers and the deer are following Lord Chaitanya in the forest. Lord Chaitanya remembered Vrindavan, and he said, Vrindavan is a transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger, or thirst there. Though naturally enemies, human beings and fierce animals live together in transcendental friendship. So Lord Chaitanya told the tigers and deer, chant, chant, Krishna, dance. So the tigers and deer started to dance and they were embracing each other. And then after embracing, the tigers and the deer started to kiss each other. So this was quite amazing. Okay, next. Stones melt when Lord Chaitanya comes. This was in a place outside Jagannath Puri, Alananath, where Lord Chaitanya embraced the stone and the stone melted. If you go there, you can see the stone even today. Okay, next. Such miracles happen upon hearing their merciful qualities. Next. But I am entrapped in the materialistic sense gratification process, falling and remaining there. Next. I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. This is the lotus feet at the left side at Shamakund, lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Next. Due to my sinful deeds, Yamaraj, Lord of Death, is punishing this Lochana Das. So this is a picture of King Prataparudra. He is massaging the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. He tried to meet Lord Chaitanya so many times, but Lord Chaitanya said, no, I will not meet him. So finally Rath Yatra came and the king was sweeping the road in front of the Jagannath Rath cart. When Lord Chaitanya saw how humble the king was, he decided to give him mercy. Lord Chaitanya was resting in a garden during the Rath Yatra procession. The king came and he was massaging his feet.
राजा आके उन्होंने उस जितने माह जितने माह से चल सेवा कर रहा था.
He was dressed in very simple dress.
वो केवल बहुत सरल वेश में आए.
So Lord Chaitanya did not recognize him.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने उनको पहचान नहीं पाया.
So then he was reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Gita. He said, Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kaviviritam kalma sapaham shavanamangalam shimadakatam bhikinantiye bhuridajanaha. My Lord, the nectar of your words and descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they finish all our sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world. And are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After Lord Chaitanya heard this verse, he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra and said, "You are the most merciful, you are most merciful." So if we can just get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, our life will be successful. Okay, now the next PowerPoint. There's another PowerPoint there. You see another one? Yeah. Shikshastika, verse 1. Okay. Attaining spiritual perfection in the Iron Age of Kali. What is perfection? Seeing the self by the pure mind. Relishing and rejoicing in the self. Being situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Never departing from the truth. Feeling one has gained the greatest thing. Never being shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. Having a loving relationship with the Supreme Being, Krishna. Okay, next. Some people try for perfection through a mechanical process of yoga. Living alone, total celibacy, difficult postures, complicated exercises with breath control, complete mental concentration, simple eating. Next. Dangers, merging into the Brahman or identifying with Paramatma, distraction of powers, mystic powers, physical and mental illness if you do it improperly. These are dangers of trying for mystic powers.
तो क्या है रंग में भी होना या परमात्मा के साथ पहचान करना कि मैं ही परमात्मा हूँ, और स्थितियों के योग स्थितियों के प्रति आकर्षित हो जाना, और कभी अगर उसको बराबर नहीं किया जाए शारीरिक और मानसिक बीमारियों को प्राप्त करना.
नेक्स्ट, others try through sacrificial rituals, costly ingredients, expert priests you need, very lengthy, detailed knowledge. The danger is one can be sidetracked to higher temporary material planets. A little mistake can give an opposite result also.
विपुल ब्राह्मण की आवश्यकता होती है, और लंबा जोड़ा उनके नियम कानून होते हैं, और उसके बहुत सारे ध्यान की आवश्यकता पड़ता है, और इस सब करने के द्वारा कभी कभी उसके अंदर खतरे हैं. क्या खतरे हैं? तो आप उसके लोगों में डॉक्टर के पास जा सकते हो, और कुछ जो अनित्य हैं ये लोग, ऐसे लोगों में हमारा प्रवेश हो सकता है.
ओके,
और थोड़ा सा भी गलती करेंगे
next. Or some may worship the Lord's deity form. Complex rituals, much time and expense, requires a life of great cleanliness. Next. All these ways to perfection are dependent for success on Krishna's mercy, are combined with the chanting of sacred mantras, are difficult in the present age to give success when done alone, are part of the process of Krishna consciousness.
So, ये जो जितने भी विधियों का मैं वर्णन किया है, ये सब जो है कृष्ण की कृपा के ऊपर आधारित है, और दूसरी बात ये है कि बहुत मंत्रों का उच्चारण के ऊपर आधारित है, और बहुत मुश्किल है इस युग में करना, क्योंकि अकेले हम इन सबको नहीं कर सकते, और भले ये सब चीजें हैं ये कृष्ण भावना के अंग ही है.
Next. Meditation, sacrifice and worship of the deity are all parts of Bhakti Yoga.
ध्यान करना, यज्ञ करना और विग्रह की सेवा करना भक्ति योग के अंग है.
Next. Mahamantra meditation, japa and kirtan is the main key because it
Mahamantra jo hai, Mahamantra jap jo hai, kirtan jo hai, wo sabse mahatvapurna hai, kyunki
cleans the mirror of the heart.
Kyunki hamara hriday ka jo darpan hai usko saaf karta hai.
So this is the beginning of Shikshastika verse 1.
Ye Shikshastika ka pehla shlok hai.
Next. Puts out the fire of material life. Spreads moonshine on the white lotus of good fortune. Next is a life, the bride of all transcendental wisdom. Next, it increases the ocean of spiritual bliss. Next, at every moment gives everyone a taste of the nectar of love for God. Next, it is like a cooling, refreshing bath for one's true self.
तो एक शीतल जल में स्नान करने से जो शुद्ध आत्मा की प्रकाशित करता
है. Okay, next. Chanting Krishna's name is always victorious.
तो कृष्ण नाम का जो कीर्तन करना जो है वो हमेशा विजयी रहता है.
Okay, next. Next. Finish. Okay, so we will go now and we will test the sound. There is also one for Chaitra Prabhu Marchana. So that was the 2004. You could see Jayapataka Maharaj, very nicely, Sridhar Maharaj, Gopalkrishna Maharaj, very nicely in their. Jayapataka Maharaj was in good health, and Sridhar Maharaj was still with us. So let us take the message of Lord Chaitanya and try to join this mission, try to as much as possible take the mood of Lord Chaitanya, the mood of Srila Prabhupada, who was in the mood of Nityananda, and give it to everyone all over the world. Let's stop here. All glories to Srila
Prabhupada.